Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The center fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Potek. Washington moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to third. Boesley moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to third and picks off Washington, with Potek covering. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesley scores. Squires moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Colburn reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Colburn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gale, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gale. Lemon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Colburn goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Steve Mingori now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Proley, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Freddy Potek. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock scores. Cowens moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Cowens scores. Hurdle moves to third. Terrell moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Al Cowens now playing third base. George Brett now playing shortstop. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cowens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch runs for Chet Lemon. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to third. Colburn moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. Colburn scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Greg Pryor pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Kessinger moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-4 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Pryor moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Steve Foucault now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Squires moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-4 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.